All right, we ready to get this show on the road?
Who wants a puppy? There,
there's a road show.
Did you see my puppies?
I did.
And it's derailed already.
Where's my pants? 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 Where did they go? Where's my pants? Where's my pants? Where did they go? Oh, oh, where's my pants? Where's my pants? Where did they go? Oh, oh, where's my pants? Where's my pants? Where did they go? Oh, oh, where's my pants? Where's my pants? Where's my pants? Where's my pants? Danger Monkey. Irate. Steve.
Colts. What's up with that? What's up with that?
I got a real issue with cults, let me tell you. Nobody has ever asked me to join one.
Really?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is go to the mall.
Or downtown. I've passed by those booths, and I'm like, look, I'm vulnerable. You can give me a test. Just to see if they would do it. And they don't. Nobody wants to...
Huh. Maybe you smell funny.
I don't know.
Maybe you look like you're already in one, and they're like, oh, somebody got there already.
It hurts
Damn it.
Things. Like, how does one get into a cult? And here's my other issue. Once you're in a cult, how come they're assholes about leaving? Why wouldn't they be like, meh, we'll find more people?
Because I think it's the whole control thing, right? It's like a brainwash type of... And if somebody decides to leave, that means you lost control, and then that means you lose, or something.
Yeah, the leaders are all very narcissistic.
Yeah, attention whores, if you will. Yeah. I was asked once to join a Scientology, but I was like 12 years old. Tri-County. Yeah, we were in Tri-County. I was with my parents, and I had somehow gotten away from them. It was over by the food court. And this dude came up to me with, like, a clipboard and was, like, asking me the typical Scientology questions, which is usually, like, stuff you can answer, like, anybody could answer yes to, but they make it sound like you're depressed. Like, do you sometimes whistle when you're all by yourself? You're depressed.
Have you ever felt sad when a puppy died?
Exactly. And then so I said yes to all this shit, and then they were like, come with me. I was like, okay. And I guess I was a stupid kid, or I was just looking to get raped. I'm not sure. But they brought me back into this weird office room, and I'm sitting there, and like they're doing their audits, like their Scientology audits, where you sit there and you hold the tin cans or whatever the fuck they are, and they tell you that you were a Roman and you killed Jesus Christ in a previous life or some shit. But then the guy came out and he was like, "We don't have anything left for your age bracket." So I left and I ran out because I was really creeped out at that point. But, like, who does that? Who recruits little kids? Like, that's really creepy.
That is creepy.
Especially with Scientology, where you have to pay for anything. They know I don't have money.
Assholes. They tried to get me downtown.
Really?
And, yeah, when I wouldn't answer their questionnaire, they tried to get me to buy the book. And I told them, I said, I've read your, you know, Nutbag's stupid book, plus a few of his other stupid books. He's a shitty writer. Let me give you a book that changed my life. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is one of the finest books you will ever read. It will change your perception. 42. And then I walked away.
And you know where your towel is.
Nailed.
Yes, I always know where my towel is.
Keep calm and don't panic.
I used to keep a towel in my car after I read that book.
I know you did. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would always ask you, like, where you got a towel? And then you'd be like, read a book.
Read a book, you tard. I wanted some guidance, but okay.
I know. I could have done so much with that.
I actually have some, I don't know how funny this is, but I have a list of people who died related to Scientology, have like weird circumstances surrounding their death.
Okay, go for it.
The most famous one being Lisa McPherson, who died after they pretty much, I think she was like a drug addict or something like that, and they have this whole, it's called purification rundown, where they try to detox you in like the most unsafe way possible. And they had essentially like tied her to a bed and left her there for like days. And she died of starvation and dehydration and like had bed sores and shit.
You mean that shit didn't work?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Well, she was off of the drugs, so...
But she was very dead.
Technically, it did work. Keeping her alive was not the objective. Getting her off the drugs was.
But the funniest death on my list is David Miscavige, who is the president or lead douchebag of Scientology.
Yeah.
His wife committed suicide. And she did that by taking a rifle and shooting herself 3 times in the chest and once in the head.
That is
amazingly skilled.
But it's labeled as a suicide, so no.
So he was married to a zombie, apparently.
Or a zombie who was severely depressed.
She could have been a witch.
Or something, yeah.
Well.
Or Xenu himself, whatever Xenu is.
Well, she didn't have so many thetans in her.
That was probably she was probably trying to shoot the thetans. That's probably what it was.
Thetan infestation.
A thetan, for those who don't know, are the souls of aliens that Xenu threw into a volcano. And they roam the atmosphere, and then there's cavemen, and the thetans went in and stuck themselves on the cavemen.
Yeah, and they're the reason that we have all the problems that we have as human beings, because we're filled with these thetans, whatever.
Filled to the brim.
Yeah, all every holes. One of us, except for Tom Cruise.
All holes filled to the brim.
Now, you know, part of my research was trying to figure out, okay, why cults all of a sudden? I know you've got a thing for Scientology, you've got a hard-on
for
Scientology. But you know, it was surprising how much recently had been in the news cult-related. Oh, yeah. We had the founder of the Moonies, or the Unification Church, die. Didn't realize it looks or looked just like Psy.
Who is?
Either that or I'm being racist. The guy that sings the Gangnam Style.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
They look dead on. Either that or I'm an amazing racist who thinks all Asian people look alike.
Who isn't, you know? And they do.
Probably.
Let's be honest.
It's like something you do.
Anyway, so Psy died.
What?
And, no, he didn't.
What?
Sun Myung Moon.
Sun Myung Moon. He's dead?
Okay. Yes.
What the?
He died like a week ago.
Holy shit. How am I going to get an arranged marriage?
Here, I got links. I can send you links.
I don't want your...
Yeah, I know. He does them. He would do them large quantities of them all at once. It was beautiful.
Like thousands.
Yeah. Then there was the back onto Scientology, the whole Vanity Fair story about Tom Cruise with the wife auditioning process that they had for him that they're now denying.
Yeah.
Of course.
I heard about that too. Yeah.
What? Sorry, there was a peace situation in my house.
Okay. All right.
But what this wife thing, what is that exactly?
That is where apparently the leadership in Scientology decided that they needed to get Tom Cruise a new wife, I guess back when Nicole left.
Yes.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Okay, so they decided to have auditions for a wife for Tom, because she couldn't just be anybody. They wanted a Scientologist, and they wanted someone who was already at certain levels of Thetan-free goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I wish I heard of this audition, because I totally would have gone up for it.
Yeah, me too.
Tom Cruise, I suck your dick.
I fuck a Thetan right out of you.
Sold. I fuck all your Thetan. I get triple penetrated by your Thetan.
I am not ashamed to admit that I would audition only because he has a lot of money. Like, I have never thought he was cute or attractive.
He's a handsome man.
No.
You're
he's
just
pretty. He's damn pretty.
So, I heard one of the contestants on this Tom Cruise love dating show.
Yes, in the Scientology episode of The Bachelor.
Yeah, I heard one of them was actually Scarlett Johansson. And
didn't hear that one.
They took her, like, Tom Cruise brought her to this Scientology dinner with David Miscavige and all these dudes. And she said it was, well, this is all, you know, the inside sources saying this. Like, a friend close to Scarlett Johansson. Oh, I'm sorry, ScarJo. But apparently it was really creepy. Like, it was some Eyes Wide Shut shit without the fun orgies. But, like,
not fun at all.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently it was really creepy. And, of course, I don't know if it's true or not, but she got the hell out of there. And then it wound up being Katie Holmes. So.
Yeah, there was one that they had for a couple of months who she was recently on that How I Met Your Mother show as a love interest for the NPH, Neil Patrick Harris.
He, if you don't know this, he is a gay.
So, anyways, yeah, this lady, you know, she's an actress and she's kind of making a name for herself now, but went through and qualified, got selected,
moved to the next round.
Moved on to the next round. Which involved basically Tom Cruise picking on everything she did because she wasn't good enough Scientology wise. You know, it started off okay, and then she kind of started to fall for him. She thought it was a little weird at first. She thought he was a little weird, but then then he started getting even weirder about her Scientology-ness. Yeah. Anywho, so. About 2 months in,
so she was
fired from being his woman.
She didn't get a rose,
and what she got was a trip to a special Scientology location.
Uh-oh.
Where she was debriefed. Made to scrub toilets with a toothbrush.
Oh shit!
Shit like that.
What?
Oh shit!
Yeah, here's the. Let me see if I can paste this in.
You have failed.
This is what I love about this. I'm looking at this on Huffington Post. And the headline is Lindsay Lohan distances herself from Cruise wife auditioning.
You would think that this would be the kind of thing she should jump right on. Like, oh yeah, absolutely. It's the one thing I did right in my life.
Like, no, you know, she'll do tons of blow, but not Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but I will not do this.
Standards, damn it.
This is beneath me.
I had nothing to do with Scientology and Tom Cruise. I just want you to know that.
Can I just say,
I love you.
She was adorable in The Parent Trap, and then it went downhill.
Sexy as hell. What?
No, adorable. And then.
Well, how old was she in that?
Like six. I don't know.
Well, she was still okay in that. Was that Mean Girls?
Yeah, she was good in that. If you like that sort of thing.
It went downhill when she started hanging out with Paris Hilton.
Everyone goes downhill when you start hanging out with her or something.
That kind of comes with the whole package.
Yeah.
Be my friend. I'll ruin your life.
Bitch.
Well,
maybe it is.
The thing about the Scientologist that really kind of... I mean, I don't really understand all of it, you know, what it's about other than the... I mean, they lost me at Aliens.
Sure.
I was like, okay, this is nuts. But what gets me is all the celebrities that, and I'm thinking, are they really believing this? Or are they doing it for, like, career reasons?
Go ahead. You.
Well, fine. Just fuck off.
Okay.
Fuck. I hate you.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that celebrities, one, give them a visibility that protects their quote-unquote church more so than just having regular people and fucking them up. If you get celebrities, then one, you get access to their money. Two, you have access to that voice that will defend you. I think the actors are suckered in because actors are fucked up to begin with. they're very mentally not right people. Now, I'm not saying they're crazy, but they're very needy and they're very insecure. And this provides all the answers and the things that there's enough bullshit that you could follow that would help anyone, probably, you know, like sure. Steps 1 through 5 are probably normal, you know, make to-do lists, stop thinking bad thoughts.
Yeah.
Make positive affirmations to yourself in the mirror.
Hitler didn't have it all right.
Yeah. So there's a certain level of that I'm sure is helping get their lives right, and then the rest is just a normal actor ego. And so once they're in there, who's going to come out and admit, oh, man, this is fucked up, and I was stupid? Not an actor.
Somebody once made a point to me, he might be related to me, that... Because I was all focused on Scientology, and they were like, why are you so focused on Scientology? I was like, because it's messed up, man. They brainwash people. And he's like, how's that different from any religion? Yeah. And he does have a point. I mean, I would say there is a huge difference between Scientology and normal Christianity in terms of not extremist Christianity and shit. Because normal Christian churches aren't sitting there saying, like, hey, if you're going to be a Christian, your family either has to be Christian or you can't talk to them anymore. That type of shit.
Yeah, I mean, most actual religions don't sit back and tell you to isolate yourself from your family and ostracize yourself from basically everything but them. And most of them don't do the level of financial and sexual exploitation.
Yeah.
That you get that come hand in hand with a lot of these cults.
Those are the best cults, in my opinion, is the sexy ones.
They're not sexy at all because they usually involve children and underage.
No.
Also, recently in the news, to get us off of fucking Scientology.
Yes, please.
Just back in June, they captured 2 of the last remaining fugitives from the Tokyo subway sarin gas attacks, which happened back in 1995. Let me dig his name up. Shoko Ashihara and his cult by the name of Aum Shinrikyo. He's a blind cleric in Japan, and he has this kind of apocalyptic focus around his obsessions and his narcissism. And he's taken the step of, you know what, the apocalypse is coming, but it ain't coming fast enough, so I think I'm going to give it a helping hand.
Yeah, speech
and what he's tried to do on 2 separate occasions that I'm aware of was start World War III and bring the apocalypse here faster.
I imagine that's a pretty hard thing to do.
It is. His followers went and set up these kind of gas bombs on 5 different subways in Tokyo, which... You know, in Tokyo, that's a huge way of people getting around. And 6,000 people got ill from this sarin gas when it went off. And I can't remember how many actually died.
Wow.
It's a few dozen. But
so what happened to this leader dude? Did they get him right away? Or
they did get him, and they don't have, like, a death penalty or anything. But they have him... And they got him fairly right away. But the people that actually did the work, mm-hmm. because he's blind, and he'd kind of have a hard time. He'd be like putting a bomb up in the middle of like the men's room. Like,
yeah, got it. I did it. Take this.
While everybody's like
watching him.
Yeah, watching him like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Hey, World War III. It begins now, damn it.
He hears a flush, and he's like, fuck! Not again!
Got me again. I always wondered, like, what gets you to join a cult like that?
No, you know what? That's what really got me fascinated with cults, was this Tokyo bombing, because what I had heard at the time was that a lot of the followers were well-educated college students.
Well, it wasn't college students.
Well, not all of them, but you know, they weren't crazy people. They're not generally
tried to kill a bunch of people.
Right. They lose focus at some point, but normally here's how it works, okay?
Okay.
You've got a group that starts off looking like they're going to change the world, or they're going to be a really awesome new way to do a religion that you like, but sure. You weren't quite happy with, or some political movement.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck yeah, you guys are doing it right. Let's do this. And you get in, and then slowly they start to work on you by saying, you know, oh, you're not doing this right. This is how we do things. This is, you know, they start demanding a little bit more of you, and then they start criticizing more about you, and then they start talking about the things in your life that might be kind of screwy, like your family, and drawing you away and drawing you in layers, man, like a freaking Shrek onion.
It's like a, ooh.
It's very similar to what you go through in basic training.
Yeah.
Where they tear you down and then build you back up so that the person you are when you leave is not who you were when you began.
Yeah, now you're a machine.
I've heard of some relationships like that.
But, yeah, and it's kind of
like
the same thing.
It's like, you know, it is like, I was just thinking that, like a relationship where you get in and then, you know, everything's lovey. Dummy, and you're doing the typical couple stuff, and then one night you're in a fight, she punches you in the face, and then she starts beating you, but you keep being like, oh, but I love her. She just has episodes every once in a while, and then she throws you down the steps and has sex with your friends.
Have you been watching Teen Mom?
No, I've been living my life.
The followers aren't necessarily the batshit crazy ones, with the exception of perhaps the Manson family. The guy in the center is usually this narcissistic person who had a fucked up upbringing and likes fucking little kids or whatever it is.
You know,
whatever his particular flavor is.
Don't judge him on that.
Oh, I will judge him on that and yo mama.
Oh, snap.
I don't know.
Go on.
Okay. So there was that, David Koresh and the Branch Davidians. Did I just get sexy whistle when I said David Koresh? What the fuck kind of sound effects do we have in this podcast? Koresh was another one of those guys with a apocalyptic viewpoint.
He liked to want to sex everybody.
There's nothing.
There was
what is wrong with you guys?
He got a 15-year-old girl pregnant. When he was 8.
Damn it. Take the soundboard away.
Okay, sorry.
He'd be sexy and said he took his spiritual wife when she was 13.
Yeah,
he liked the teen.
Okay, well, fuck him then. But Davidian came from his name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it didn't, actually.
What?
Yeah, his name is like Vernon Johnny Lugnuts, and he changed his name to David Koresh in 1990. And this is several years after he had already been in the church. It had nothing to do with nothing.
Oh, so he was just being it was like me joining Scientology and calling me Dave Scientology.
Yeah.
Call yourself Hubbard McGee.
Hubbard McGee.
Steve the Science Guy.
I'm Steve Science.
Steve Feetenhaver.
Feetenless.
Feetenless Steve. Well, shit.
Fuck a Feeten.
Yeah. And then, here's another cult, which this cult doesn't bother me so much, even though it is brainwashing, but anyone who can be brainwashed to the point where they're going to commit suicide for somebody, then they're probably a lost case anyway. I would imagine.
Are you talking about Heaven's Gate?
I am talking about Heaven's
Gate. Oh, yeah. I got a video for that one I want to share with y'all.
Should we watch it and then?
Well, why don't you tell us about Heaven's Gate first off?
I don't know anything about Heaven's Gate.
Oh, you suck.
I could look it up real quick and read something.
You know, they were Trekkies.
Were they?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
They put themselves the away team.
They believed that the Earth was about to be recycled,
yeah.
I guess, by aliens.
Were they the Haley's Bop people?
Yes, the Hale-Bopp comet, folks.
She-Bop, Away-Bopp?
And in order to survive this recycling, they needed to leave and when the Hale-Bopp comet started to come, and they thought, the ship is behind the comet, and it will beam us up.
Because that's what ships do.
So Star Trek. Everyone get your purple robes, your Nike shoes, and your rolls of quarters. It's time to go.
Okay, what was the rolls of quarters in Nike shoes?
Because they needed to... The vending machines on board.
Oh, smart. Smart.
You never know. I mean, you got to eat. You know, a little bag of Doritos could hold you over while they take you to planet Xenu.
Now we're mixing them up.
Shit, it doesn't matter.
And in case you need to do laundry on board, because they were killing themselves, so...
And they only had one outfit.
Well, you could think that perhaps they shat themselves.
Oh, good point.
Yes. So you want the quarters to do your laundry.
Yeah,
that's a very good point.
Quarters can come in handy almost as much as a towel, I would think.
Yeah, never forget your quarters.
So yeah, it's for those who are privy to watching our little video with us, there'll be a link in the show notes. Saturday Night Live did a commercial using footage from the scene of the crime where the Heaven's Gate folks had taken whatever and killed themselves, cyanide.
Yeah, basically it was a bunch of bunk beds, and they were all laying in them. It really
covered in their little purple robe
really
things.
Creepy shit. And pretty much the only thing you could see is they all look like the same body, and the only thing you could see was the Nike shoes.
Yes. And SNL did a little commercial on it that is quite funny. So watch it, and then you'll laugh along with us, or you'll hate us.
And in which case, stop listening to our podcast.
Yeah, what the fuck? What are you doing here?
Go fuck yourself.
Jesus Christ. Listen to the other four episodes we did, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Recognize, bitch.
Yeah.
This shit is not for pussies.
Stab you in your dick with an ice pick.
Ow.
If you have a dick. If you don't, that's cool, too.
It will stab you somewhere.
With it.
How do they know?
Are there any other cults we should talk about?
No, but you know what we should talk about, unless you've got something else.
Well, I was going to throw out another cult thing.
Oh,
because
go for
we
it.
Tend to do this when we talk about shit like this, is if you were going to have your own cult, what would be your sort of shtick?
It could be like the Great Pumpkin.
The what?
Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin?
Great Pumpkin's going to show up in the pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah.
That would,
pumpkin patch.
That'd be a perfect cult to start, because you could lure children in, not for having sex with.
Oh.
But no, god damn it. But you could lure them in, and then you build your base, and then they grow up into be old people who then want to have sex with you. I mean, no, that believe your bullshit and pass it on.
You know what? I'm just going to say, I don't think I'd want to have my own cult.
But what's think that? Of the benefits.
No, it's too much responsibility.
Not really. They do whatever you tell them to. Like, once you have them, like, the hard part is getting them sucked in and making them, like, essentially your slave. But after that, like, you get them whatever you want. Like, hey, get me a burger. And they're like, yes, glorious.
But really, if you go to the right Wikipedia page, you can get a list of things that, okay, we do this to brainwash people. And then give those out to some people that maybe you don't really brainwash, but you tell them. You get let them in on your secret, the part of your inner circle. You're like, okay, dudes, here's what we're going to do.
There's so much.
Yeah, first we got to kill the, well, I'm not going to say anything.
I'd much
some jokes you can't make.
I'd much rather have, like, a group of minions.
Well, that's kind of what it is. It can be, at least.
Yeah, but I don't want us to have a real belief system.
Well, they have to, yeah.
I want people to just follow me and do my shit because they're like, hey, you're cool. And I'm like, yeah, I am.
I think what you're describing here is having friends.
Or a Kardashian.
How do I become one of those?
What, a friend? Or a Kardashian?
Both.
You have to wipe yourself of any talent, and then you have to make
and
a sex tape.
Suck a dick.
Yes. Uh-huh. Preferably of a shitty failing R&B singer.
Wait, we discussed discussed this already. She got peed on. I'm not doing that.
She didn't get peed on. God damn it.
You need to watch your celebrity sex tapes before you do a podcast, okay? You need to get caught up before the next episode.
Well, who got peed on?
Because we are going to quiz you.
The chick that R. Kelly made the sex tape with. Who was a nobody.
She was like
15.
16. Mm. 15, 16, yeah.
If I Google Kim Kardashian peed on, it'll...
We did this.
You'll find something, but it's Photoshopped. In more ways than one.
Kim Kardashian, still pissed off about being pissed on.
That means nothing. I can find pictures of... Oh, shit. I can find pictures of Gillian Anderson getting shit on.
No, I like her.
Wait a minute. Scully?
Yeah.
So now what? Didn't you have something else you wanted to talk about?
I don't think we started a cult.
Oh.
Because I don't want a cult.
I need a cult. Yeah. I mean, maybe if we could start a cult... That's based on something harmless. Like if we could build the whole belief system around, say, life in Mayberry.
Yeah.
You know, something Andy Griffith show, and just
you talking maybe like a Trekkie thing.
I'm the new Andy.
Like what about like because there's
you will be my Barney Fife.
I want to be Lloyd or Floyd or whatever the fuck it's.
I want my aunt B, only she shall also be my lover.
Preferably a 16-year-old.
A 16-year-old aunt B that really knows how to work a pickle.
No, she couldn't work a pickle, remember?
I know.
Oh, but you're saying you want...
But she's still... She won the ribbon, didn't she? I mean, they gave it to her anyways. I don't feel... What's the lesson there?
Everyone's a winner.
Oh,
even when you lose, yeah, it is bullshit.
But then again, that's how that it's bullshit. But that's how you lure in your people into your cult.
That's true.
You're like, fucking everybody's gonna get a. I don't care how you made those pickles.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Now,
if pickles...
quit talking to your family. Come here to Mayberry, and
maybe you just stuck your dick in some vinegar. I don't know. I'm not judging. Give me that pickle.
Here's my issue, though. If you try and start Mayberry cult, and it sounds harmless, eventually you're going to get people like, well, the only way to deal with the riffraff around here is to kill them. And then you have a secret society of murderers trying to keep Mayberry pure and make...
You know what, though?
Isn't that the goal?
Andy, the real Andy, doesn't put up with that shit. Without a gun, he's going to fuck a motherfucker up.
Yeah, it's like Walking Tall.
Only he didn't use sticks either.
Oh.
Or any kung fu.
I don't think Andy you got to worry about. It's your Barney Fife.
Well, he's the Andy.
Yeah, but who's Barney Fife?
I'm the Andy. Who's my Barney?
Well, that's a weird thing, too, because cults don't usually have a second in command.
You got to have a Barney.
Well, if you're doing the
Look
Mayberry
at that,
thing,
the,
yeah.
The Jesus guy in Australia right now. He's got a Mary Magdalene.
That's different. She was just a hua.
She's essentially his Barney Fife, who can.
By the way,
instead of getting one bullet in the pocket, she gets his dick in her mouth.
Oh, by the way, did they not have fucking rags back then? Did she really have to wash his feet with her hair? What the fuck is up with that? Find a towel, bitch.
Dude, no, that's so sexy.
No, it's because a man wrote the Bible. That's you're reading like porno right there. And she washed his feet with her hair.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh.
But what would be, if you had a Mayberry cult, which I personally don't think that would work, because I think...
Why not?
Well, it's like, would you consider Trekkies a cult?
No.
Yeah, except, because they don't have a fearless leader. That's what you see. This is the difference. Mayberry's got an Andy. Andy is the centerpiece, the focus of all of Mayberry's kindness and awesomeness.
The show Star Trek has
weirdo
leaders.
They had their leaders, but now there's like five different series, and now there's two guys that have played Kirk.
Okay, well,
who are they going to pick?
How can they have two guys that play Kirk?
That is how they avoid becoming a full fledged cult,
maybe...
where nerds are, you know, setting for stun left and right and knocking themselves off.
Maybe Star Trek itself is the leader.
also, you have your Kirk and you have your Picard people.
It's true. I think you would have a easier than the Mayberry thing. I think a TV show is not the way to go. Because I don't think I'll...
I'm not saying I'm going to get Andy Griffith fans.
Well, you might, because...
But I am saying that,
people are going to be like...
Mayberry is the way.
If you sold it like that, instead of just being like, let's pretend we're on a TV show. If you sold it like an Avatar thing, where you're like, this is the world that the way the world's supposed to be, peaceful and free of stuff, and we have a drunk that locks himself up, I'd be that guy.
Exactly.
But I would go for more of like a mysterious, like I would go for like a Cthulhu cult. That hasn't really been done. Like I'd live by the water and be like, praise Cthulhu or some shit like that. I think that would work out pretty well. I think people could get down with like a sea monster guy.
Maybe.
But see, you know what? That's fine, except you don't get to go to Mount Pilot and get laid. Anytime they talk about going to Mount Pilot, you know what that means? They're getting laid. Barney and Andy are going to go get some.
I could figure out a different way to get laid. I'd be like...
Not with fucking Cthulhu!
Yeah, fuck yeah, you can get laid with anything.
Tentacle rape.
Or is that. Hentai up in this bitch. I could just be like, hey, you need to sacrifice your body to Cthulhu and show your... Because I'd be like, I'm the voice of Cthulhu. He speaks through me. And then they'd be like, you got to fuck him. Because Cthulhu, he got needs. And his needs can only be satisfied by what's in your pants.
You know what kind of chicks you're going to get in an H.P. Lovecraft-based cult?
What kind of chicks? Yeah, steam-powered dildos, all kinds of shit. What kind of chicks do you think you're going to get in a Mayberry cult?
Oh, dude, have you not seen the chicks on that show?
Dude, we're not talking about the show. We're talking about a Mayberry cult.
I'm just saying.
More young people are into Cthulhu.
You know why? I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's fine, except they don't know what they're in. They don't know what they're in for. The Mayberry cult, the beauty of it is, like with any other cult, the promise of a better something.
Yeah.
There is no better something with Cthulhu.
You can work anything like that. You can be like, I could be like, Cthulhu's the way to go. Eventually, the glaciers are going to melt. Everything's going to be covered by water, and Cthulhu's going to be our god. And anyone who isn't following Cthulhu is going to be washed up. Boom.
I think I'm going to.
Not buying it.
Yes. Fuck your Mayberry shit.
I still think the Mayberry thing is going to be, like, creepy mass murders.
It's going to be like,
I'm not saying we're not going to kill ourselves at some point. God damn it. It's a cult,
like,
after all.
Yourselves, but then killing the people, the riffraff.
No, the riffraff will be persuaded.
Someone's going to come in listening to, like, Wu-Tang, and next thing you know, they're going to be dead.
It's going to be like Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone seen that movie? Where people are messing up your... People come in Mayberry, and they're going to mess up the purity
of
shit. Well,
in that sense, doesn't it make it really the perfect cult? Because that's how we roll.
Yeah, but then you...
Me and Scientology up in this bitch.
You're going to have the CIA...
And that's also going to be left.
The CIA and FBI coming after your shit.
Right, and then we all swallow Barney's bullet.
The other thing with your cult is you need an actual Mayberry. Like, you need a place to go that's your Mayberry. Like, you need to
build a Mayberry.
You can't build a Mayberry. From what?
I hear there's an opening in Guyana.
That's terrible. Although you could do that. That's what Jones...
That's what I'm saying. You know, there's places.
But it needs to be like a small town that you need to build. And with what money?
Right. The money you get from the Mayberryites.
They're not going to...
The whole self-sustaining economy.
They're not
going
to join you if you don't have a Mayberry to go to.
There's barbers, there's restaurant folks, there's Aunt B and her pickles.
How are you going
to
get people to join you when you don't even have a place to
there's
go?
There's lots of fishing.
You need a Mayberry. They're not going to sign up and be like, yeah, well, can't wait till he builds Mayberry eventually. Here's my $5.
You need one building to start.
And then you end up
one building.
With the goddamn village and crazy ass people in costumes and trying to scare the people. And a bad twist.
Yeah, something.
M. Night Shyamalama.
It's a twist.
See, they wanted their little... Because, you know, they didn't... They keep on with Mayberry. But instead, they decided to go back to shitting in outhouses.
See, I don't need a Mayberry for my cult. All I need is a fucking bank, river bank, or fucking something like that. And be like, every, you know, whatever time, be like, meet me at the...
I'm just saying the time is right for an Andy Griffith. Dude, he just died?
That's
like a month ago? 2 months ago? And now if you were to come back and be like, I am the second coming!
Drink from my Barney bullet.
No, that's later. That's much later. That's when the
cult's
CIA...
My cult's
going to
fight your cult.
Well, that's fine. Guess what?
You only have one bullet.
We're going to talk you down.
No, you won't.
You'll be so in love with...
I'm going to wear a Cthulhu costume. I'm going to give a retard a Cthulhu costume and go after you.
I don't think you're supposed to call them retards.
Oh, I'm sorry. Waterheads. Right? Is that good?
Oh, shit.
Send all complaints to Steve.
How about...
Where's the soundboard now, damn
how
it?
How about family burdens? Picture ruiners.
Wow.
But
I like chocolate milk.
How about trainables?
Trainables?
Yeah, because if you're not that retarded, that you can call them trainables. Or that's the bad word to call them, but you call them independents. Because they can work because they're not too retarded.
Where do you go from there? I mean, what do you...
I don't know.
Well, let's talk about the retard cult. How about
that?
Where we put some retarded guy. A mentally handicapable individual retard in charge as the leader of the cult.
Have you ever worked at Goodwill?
I have had my groceries bagged at Kroger, so I know.
I'm told that at Goodwill, it is pretty much...
Retard Central?
So you just pick one, and then you become that first worshiper. They don't know what the fuck's going on, right? But then you'll take this whole cult thing a whole nother direction, where you're manipulating it from the outside.
Oh, I see, where you're the actual leader, but you have...
It's like, yeah, when you stop in the middle of the street and stare up, and everybody else stares
up.
Well, instead of staring up, you're staring at a retard.
Yeah, and you're... Yeah, I dig it. I like that.
Now, what do we call it? The I Like Chocolate Milk
cult.
Goodwill Hunting.
What?
Wasn't that what that movie's about?
No, What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
That's Matt Damon is not retarded.
Are you
in that
sure?
Movie.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape
pretty
is
sure.
The one with
no,
Leo.
He was
Gilbert
from
Grape.
And that's why I got confused.
Oh, yeah.
Matt in the gas tank. Boom, boom.
What would you call a retard cult?
The People's Forehead.
How about the fat tongue nothings?
Don't touch my ears.
And everyone's required to have their hair cut like Pete Rose.
Oh, God.
I can't participate in this one either.
Don't you fucking wuss out on us now. This is what our podcast is.
You're like,
we made fun of people with diseases.
For real.
Yeah, but...
You're like the chick on the morning zoo shows that, like, when the dude tells a kind of off-putting joke, at least as off-putting as you can be for FM, the woman goes, come on now, guys. Don't be the joke ruiner.
Come on now, guys.
Jesus. Oh, she went there.
The Special Helmet Club.
Well, see, that's safe. It's all right.
I did it!
I did it!
That's the name of the cult.
And a one, and a two, yeah.
podcast. That was the podcast. Do-do-do-do.